Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Monday the 7th of March 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend. And there ain't much, so it might be around 3 minutes today. So Google has done the right thing. It's flicked the Android kill switch. Yes, you might have heard us say that there was 21 rogue applications out there last week, maybe another 30. Well, Google has not just taken them from the market, they've actually flipped the kill switch on those applications, and they've all disappeared from your phones, never to return. Well done, Google. Everybody's safe. Breathe a sigh of relief. It's been confirmed that the iPad 2 will not be carrier locked in any country, anywhere. Now, when you get your iPad 2, even if it's subsidised, there will not be a carrier lock put on by Apple. So if there is a carrier lock on it, then it's been put on by your carrier. So have a word with them and say, nope, this is not what's designed. Go away, leave us alone. Plugin Launcher for Android is a great application which is beautifully simple. All it does when you download it and stick it on your phone is allow you to preset applications that will launch based on plugins. So if you stick your headphone plugin, it'll automatically launch the media application, or it'll launch something like Pandora. If you plug in a USB or a dock connector, then it'll open something else entirely. What a great idea. Can someone write that for iPhone? Please, please. D-Link has outed a hybrid powerline wired or wireless router. It looks fantastic. It's long and it's low and it's white and it's got 8 ports in the back and 2 little sticky up wireless bits. Nice thing about it is it's only $130. Does Wi-Fi up to 300 megabits per second and also sends up to 200 megabits per second through your household's electrical system. Very, very well done. Very, very simple, well thought out and good price. What's also a good price is 3 terabytes of storage in one disk. Seagate has shipped a 7200 RPM 3 terabyte Barracuda XT internal drive. It's $280 for the 3 terabytes and it'll do up to 6 gigabits per second with a SATA interface. It looks gorgeous and it works really, really well. Red Park consoles have also solved your problems with your iPad if you're out and about and can't get a Wi-Fi signal. They've come out with the console cable. It's a 30-pin dock connector that sticks in the bottom of your iPad, and on the other end of it is an RJ45 connector. By some jiggery-pokery, I don't know what, you plug the other end into an RJ45 socket and you get instant internet. It's only $10 as well. I'll have 3. And here's a real scoop for you photography buffs out there. Analog, as in A-N-A-L-O-G, don't put the E on the end, is an application that's coming to the Mac App Store that's going to add incredible photo filters onto your existing pictures. These will all be presets, of course, so all of the things that you could do in Photoshop will be ready done for you there, but I've seen the little teaser video. It looks pretty good. If you go to getanalogapp.com, then you can sign up to follow them on Twitter, and they'll tell you exactly when it's released. One purchase already waiting here, though, chaps. And another application, which is a whole load of fun, is Photo Age for iPhone. It's 99 cents or 59p, and what it does is it takes a photograph of someone and it tells you their presumed age based on how old their face looks. I'd buy this and stick the Weiss picture in, but you wouldn't be getting a BagelTech tomorrow. And finally, last year researchers uncovered the largest virus in the world. It's a huge virus with a genome of over 70,000 base pairs. Apparently that's an awful lot. It's got more DNA than a bacteria, and it's called Crow-V. Well, the same scientists have come back now saying they've studied Crow-V for an awful lot more, and they've realised that it's got its own virus. So, it's a virus within a virus. It's called Mavirus for Maverick Virus. And what it is effectively a piggyback on the original virus. So the virus gets into you. It's a Trojan horse, effectively, carrying a virus. Oh, life imitating art, imitating life. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at BagelTech News. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours as normal. And tomorrow we'll be releasing the Mac security show that we did on Friday as well. It'll be on the Mac feed, so you can get it there. You can also sign up for some spam. If you go to the website, you'll look for the spam link. Go there and click on it. Put your email address in. And we promise to send you only 4 to 5 emails a month, but it'll be all the show notes with all the links and all of the cool thingies and all of the questions from Photo, so you'll know exactly where we've been and what we've been doing. Yes, that may be a bad thing. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.